got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Thank you. uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. We started out late this morning, but I think all is well right now. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. And I'm going to discuss the new biblical question in a minute, but we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, you just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast. And you can still listen as it is happening by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. Like the videos. Don't forget to like the videos. I do have a brand new biblical question, and we did deal with last week's biblical question in yesterday's fellowship, which was amazing, by the way. And you can podcast the fellowship at rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. Last week's biblical question. Is it right or wrong to use interpretation? Oh, I forgot to say, it's Monday, and no one reminded me. It's Monday. And we take all calls, but Mondays is female Monday. Life. I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. So we dealt with last week, and I hope you had an amazing weekend. And there is a vote coming up. I don't know exactly when, but I think it's this month. I asked the staff this morning. I think it's this month. And in California, we have to vote on Proposition 15 if you want to redistrict done, where the Democrats will have more representation than Republican. The Democrats are trying to get you to say, yes, you want to redistrict so that they'll have more power. Vote no. You do not. Look what the Democrats have done to the state already. You want more of that? So there's a special election day, which is Tuesday, November 4th, 2025. It's a statewide special election in California state, all right? So vote no on 50. Gavin Newsom and the Democrats want you to vote yes because they want to have more representation and do less work for the look at California now. They've been in control. Do what you want, but I recommend to vote no on 50. You will regret it. You will regret it. So, because of time, the biblical question last week, is it wrong to use, is it right or wrong to use interpretation? Yes. And think about, and you get more on this if you podcast yesterday's fellowship. Think about every time you met people and you interpreted that they were, oh, that's such a nice person. And you get to know them, you find out they're not that nice. They may have said something that seemed to be nice, or they may have done something that seemed to be nice. And you find out later, you interpreted that person or that situation in the wrong thing based on your idea of it, and it turned out wrong. So check that out on the fellowship, all right, because of time here, and rebuildingtheman.com/church. Brand new biblical question. A brand new, excuse me, biblical question. Do you believe that you, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself or others again? That's a long one. Do you believe that you, as an individual, can live a life, the rest of your life, without judging yourself or others ever again? Amazing, huh? And these questions, again, are for those who want to overcome, to know themselves, because whether you know it or not, admit it or not, realize it or not, you're being controlled. You're not in control of your life. Something is working through you, and you think it's you. And as a result, there's nothing but hell on earth working through human beings. It's a mess. It's a mess. Hell on earth working through human beings. You don't know it because you won't get to know yourself, that something else is working through you and it ain't good. And you say it's you. It's amazing. Let me go to the phones here. Let me go to a first time call out of Maryland. Is that a real name? Mimi out of Maryland. Mimi, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey there.
How are you?
All is well. All amazing.
Wonderful. So I wanted to get your advice because the guy I'm dating listens to you every day. And, you know, I'm just getting to listen to you more. And so I kind of wanted to get your advice on our relationship because we've been on and off since I was 24 years old. I'm 40 years old now.
You're 40?
And I am 40.
You've been on and off with one person for that long?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
And I love him deeply, right? And so we are very much in a better place now that we've taken a very long break. We took a break for about like a year and a half. So now we're back, and he said something to me yesterday, and he was like, "Well, I feel like the only reason I would really be married is if I'm able to have kids." Well, I'm 40 years old, and although it's not unheard of for a 40-year-old woman to have a child, you know, it's definitely not as easy to have a child at 40. And I'm at a point where I'm like, this is the only guy I want to be with. This is the only guy I've ever really loved. But these are his thoughts and his desires. But he still wants to kind of let things be. Like, he's just in this space where he just feels as though he doesn't want to control anything. He doesn't want to steer anything. He just wants to see where things go. And he listens to you so much. I don't know you well enough. I haven't listened to you as much. And I just want to get your advice on what you would advise me in this situation.
How old is he?
He's 42.
So he want to have kids, but you don't?
It's not that I don't. I'm 40 years old.
What does that mean?
I mean, that means that it'd be really difficult to have children at 40. And then also, you know, I had a child in when I was 19. That's not his child. He doesn't want to force it. You know what I mean? Like, he just wants to let God take control. So he doesn't want to force having a child, but he knows that that's what he ultimately wants if he decides to be in a relationship.
Right. And so if you don't want any because you're 40, as you said, why would you want to get married if you don't want any more children?
No, I want children, but I don't think I can have a child at 45 years old.
But how do you know if you're not trying?
He doesn't want to try yet. He wants to see what happens. He doesn't want it to be like forced. You know what I mean? Like, he right. just wants it. And in my mind, if you want a child, we got to work at it. You know what I mean? We gotta make it happen. But in his mind, that's not how he views it. He's just in this space where he wants to allow God to, like, take control.
You like that idea, the way he's trying to do it?
I mean, I love God, and I do want God to take control, but I also think that God helps those who help themselves.
Meaning what?
Meaning that if you want to have a child, then let's work at having a child. Like, let's be intentional.
Before getting married?
Yeah.
You want to have another child before getting married?
Obviously, I would love to get married to him today if he wanted to get married, but I can't force him to marry
me. But why are you willing to have another child without being married? Having the first child wasn't that great out of wedlock. Why would you intentionally do it again?
Because of my age.
Even though it won't work, it'd be bad for the child. You'll do it because of your age. Here's what I recommend for you. I understand your question.
Yeah.
You should want what's right more than anybody or anything else on this planet. And I would suggest, do what you want, that you take your mind off the man, because it sounds like he wanted it to happen right, and just focus on overcoming your mental and emotional state. You need to work on you, and then let God's will be done. Whatever happened will happen naturally. But you want the guy too badly, and by you putting that first, you will regret it because you have made the guy your God, and that's never going to work out. You should only put God, the truth, first, seeking what's right first.
Okay, so you feel like it would be best for me to just focus on God and allowing the chips fall where they may.
Yeah, you should just focus on overcoming the evil that's inside of you by the light of God, and God will be done for you. But you want this man too badly, and it's an indication that you don't love God. You love what you want, and you think you want this man so badly until you're willing to even have a baby out of wedlock. And that's not going to go well for you.
That's good advice. That's good advice. Okay. So what would you recommend I do?
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Did he what?
No, finish your statement. What I recommend you what?
What would you recommend I do? Because it's like, I don't know what I took a year and almost a year and a half off dealing with him, like completely, you know, just stopped talking to him. I focused on myself. I focused on building myself. I did everything possible. I started a business. I wrote a book. I spent time with the Lord and everything like that. And it's like, I still in my heart really, really, really missed him. You know what I mean? How do I let him go and let God be my first?
You need to work on yourself. You have not worked on yourself. Did he tell you that you need to drop your anger?
Drop my anger?
Uh-huh.
No, he didn't tell me that.
Oh, he hasn't told you that? You need to drop your anger. Did he tell you to go and forgive your mother?
Yes.
Did you do that?
Yes.
What happened? What did you do?
I made her like a lunch. I made my mom and my dad lunch. I washed their feet and I told them I forgive them. And, you know, I basically did everything. I told them I forgive them. I love them. And then they both blessed me.
But you don't love them. You hate them.
Why do I hate them?
Because she has recreated you her image. She controls you. Have you noticed that? Can you hold? Can you hold for a minute?
Yeah.
Hold on. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news. 2 more hours to go. But you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
It's some serious mess going on in the world right now. This is the end of hour one already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Monday. Everybody loves Mondays. And it's Female Monday. Everybody loves females if you love anybody. If not, you better check yourself. It is the 3rd of November, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now. Yes, you. Even during fake news, not fake news. To get on hold, to get on air with JLP in the second hour. We'll get to your super chats. We see them. We appreciate them. And we'll get back to your calls and some excellent stories. All right? Nice. But Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports that senators are returning to Capitol Hill today, if they haven't already, as the government shutdown enters its 34th day, with no end in sight. Exciting, huh? The record for the longest shutdown in U.S. history likely to be broken in less than 48 hours as the Democrats and Republicans show no signs of reaching an end to this stalemate. Exciting stuff. Trump's poll numbers. Washington is bracing for a pivotal week with key elections across the country set to gauge how Americans feel about our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, in his second term. This comes as a new Commie Nonsense poll shows Trump's approval rating stands at 37%, which is about right. Yeah, it's the worst of his second term in Commie Nonsense polling, and roughly equivalent to his 36% approval rating at this point in his first term. You know, all the negative propaganda. Americans, so-called, are also broadly unhappy with the state of the country. 68% saying things are going badly. Dissatisfaction is even higher with the economy, 72% rating it in poor shape. Thanks a lot, Creepy Joe. 47 naming the economy and the cost of living as the top issues facing the United States. Wow. and flight delays. The government shutdown is disrupting air travel, or is it really the sick outs? They're doing what's called a sick out, kind of like a strike, but they're calling out sick, even though they're not sick. Disrupting air travel in the United States with this past weekend, marking the most severe air traffic control shortages yet, per a CNN review of FAA operations. Between Friday morning and Sunday night, 98 staffing trigger reports at the FAA facilities, meaning that air traffic controllers had to adjust operations to maintain airspace safety with fewer personnel on duty. Such alterations can include rerouting planes or delaying flights when there are not enough controllers to handle, air traffic controllers, to handle the normal workload. Air traffic controllers is considered essential staff and must work during the shutdown, the government shutdown, despite not getting paid. That's what they agreed to. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said Sunday that it's only going to get worse if air traffic controllers to continue to go without their paychecks. And health insurance. Did you hear about this? Open enrollment is underway for 2026 health insurance under the Obamacare, more like Obama doesn't care, Affordable Care Act, they call it. It's a total misnomer. As Congress remains deadlocked over whether to extend Obamacare's enhanced premium subsidies. Without the subsidies set to expire in December, many so-called Americans will see steep increases in next year's premiums, just like Obama planned. Wow. Congressional demon rats, I call them, Democrats, insist that any federal funding package contain an extension to the beefed-up subsidies. Republicans say they'll only discuss the matter after the government reopens. And the monthly premium for the benchmark plan on healthcare.gov will soar 30% on average, according to an analysis by the Health Policy Research Group, KFF, whatever that is. And foreign policy. Our greatest president, Trump, said Sunday he is not really considering sending U.S. Tomahawk missiles to the Ukraine to aid in the war against Russia. His comments follow repeated attempts by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, attempts by him to secure long-range missiles to expand the striking distance of the Ukraine into Russia. I'm James Haake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. Brand new biblical question for those who want to overcome your misery, your fears, your loneliness, your doubts, your worry, your suicidal thoughts, your depression, your false identities. It's for you. Know thyself. And this is to encourage you to pay attention to you. For the rest of you that don't want it, fine. Stay in your hell. Stay miserable. Roaming the earth and try to find out who you can hurt. So you can feel better. Well, it's far better. It's death. You call it life. But for those who want to overcome, do you believe that you, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself or others again? Do you believe that you, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself or others again. Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. It's amazing to me how wicked human beings are. That in human being, there's no love. There's no good in any human beings at all. Isn't that amazing? Christ said, you must be born again. All of those who all are born through the woman of the flesh must be born of the spirit. That's so deep. And once you get an understanding of it, it's going to blow your mind. It's going to make you free. Anyway, we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com. jesseleepeterson.com. And if you're running around and you're too busy just to watch the show, but you like to listen to it live anyway, you can podcast. But no matter where you are in this world and what you're doing, you can listen on your phone as it is happening by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And every Monday, we take all calls. But every Monday, we take the ladies' call first because it is and it always will be Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. I want to go back to Mimi, a first-time caller out of Maryland. She is in a relationship. She's 40 years old, and the guy she's in a relationship, 42, according to Mimi, and he want to take his time, let it happen right. He want kids. Mimi is 40, and she's not sure about that herself. Mimi.
Yes.
Okay. Did you go to your mother and apologize for resenting her for what she done to you?
Yes.
And what did she say when you apologized for resenting her?
She said, I forgive you.
She forgive you?
Yeah.
No, she can't forgive you. You're forgiving her.
Oh, well, she She said, thank you, and she just blessed me. She just prayed for me.
She can't bless you. She's evil.
Oh. Okay. What do you mean?
How the devil gonna bless somebody?
So my mother is a devil?
She's evil. And that's
so
why,
does that mean
that's
evil?
Why, I'm good question, yes. And that's why you become like your mother, and your father was too weak to protect you from your mother because he married his mother. All men marry their mothers, and the one meaning the same spirit that's in their mother, and they repeat the cycle because they don't go and forgive the mother so they can overcome the spirit of the mother. So did you forgive your father for not protecting you from her?
Yes.
And what did you say to him?
I said, I forgive you. And, well, I didn't say from not protecting me. I didn't say that.
Why
I didn't
not?
Say those words. Because I didn't know I had to say those words.
Oh, okay. What did you forgive him for then?
just things that he said to me in my life, you know what I mean, and that I held against him.
Okay. What did he say when you forgave him?
He said, thank you, and then he prayed for me.
Oh, Lord.
Wait, Jesse, I got a question for you. If all women are evil, and right. if I'm evil, is there ever a time where I can redeem myself and not be evil?
Yes. Absolutely. Okay. Do you see that you are evil?
I don't understand how I'm evil. No, I do not see that.
Do you see that you have anger?
Yes.
And do you see, and do you think anger is good or evil?
It's evil.
And do you see that as a result of being angry, you try to get things to be the way you think you want them to be?
Yes.
Is that good or evil?
Evil.
And so now that you see that and don't resent seeing it, and you, because you became that way because your mother did it to you. You were innocent when you were born, unless your mother was mad while you were in the womb. You were innocent, but your mother imposed her will on you as a child and made you angry, and you became, forgot about your innocence, which was your relationship with God, and you became just like your mother. Every man and every woman, it happens to all. And that's why God said all who are born of the woman must be born of the Spirit, so that you're no longer evil. Your nature is of his nature. And that's why you must forgive your mother for doing what she did. She couldn't help it. Her mother did it to her, and her mother did it to her, and so on and so on. So when you realize, you know what, I am evil, and I become like my mama, and realize you couldn't help yourself, you understand that your mother can help herself. And then you go, hey, I realize now, mother, you can help yourself. I'm sorry for resenting you. I'm wrong. And God will forgive you. Human beings do not forgive. Only God can forgive. And human beings, we have to admit that we are wrong for being evil. And God will forgive you, because evil people judge themselves and others, right? And when you're angry, you play God by judging. You think you know right from wrong. But when you say to your parents, I'm sorry for resenting you, don't ask them to forgive you. Only God can forgive when we admit that we are wrong.
So if I say those words and, you know, I believe in my heart, what should they say in response?
It doesn't matter if they say, yeah, you're right, daughter, I was wrong. That's fine for them. Or if they say, oh, I forgive you, that means that they're blaming you and they are not admitting what they've done to you. But whatever they say is on them. You just apologize for resenting them. Don't ask for forgiveness. God said, go and forgive, and I will forgive you. He didn't tell you to ask for forgiveness.
So is that going to help me not have evil in me?
Yes. If you truly see that you are evil and know that you don't want to be that way, he will take that spirit away from you. And he will give you a heart of love, which is his love, and not Satan's love, which is only hate.
Okay. So what about, like, if I'm a born-again Christian and Jesus lives in me, does that not immediately exonerate, like, remove the evil inside of me?
What do you mean by a born-again Christian?
Like, I asked the Lord to be, I asked Jesus to come into my heart, and I accepted him as my Lord and Savior, and I, you know, gave him all my sins so that I could be cleansed.
Did you notice, how long ago was that?
A year ago, almost a year and a half ago.
Have you noticed that that didn't work? You're still evil?
Well, now I see it, yeah. After talking to you, yes.
So you did all that with the Lord, you were coming to my heart and all that, and it didn't work. What do you think about now that you see that it didn't work?
Well, doesn't it say in the Bible we are made new, and it's like an ongoing process? It's not something that is going to happen overnight.
But no, you can change at the twinkling of an eye. He didn't say that is a process and not going to happen overnight. He said he can change you at the blinking of an eye.
Right. Okay.
And so when you went down and did that, you only did it because somebody told you to do it or you read it in a book. But that didn't change your life at all. You still have a wicked heart.
Yeah.
And now... you're about, if you truly see this and you want to overcome, you're admitting to God, you know what, God, I am evil. I'm wrong. What the? And then you go and forgive. He said that before you can enter into the kingdom of heaven within, while you live right here on earth, you must forgive. So now you go and forgive and do not ask anyone for forgiveness. You admit when you're wrong, I'm wrong. And God will forgive you. And do the silent, did your boyfriend tell you about the silent prayer?
He mentioned it, but I don't understand what it is.
It's when I want you to go to, I want to encourage you to go to rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer.
Okay.
Rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer. And I want to encourage you to do that. God said to be still and know him. We don't know what we want. We don't know what to ask for. We don't know what we need or anything, but he does. So when you just be still and become aware of those thoughts and feelings and do nothing about them, he will change your nature. He will take away that old nature and give you his nature. So do this silent prayer. Do your little hooping and hollering first. You hoop and holler when you pray, right?
I tarry in the spirit, yes.
What?
I tarry.
Who is Terry?
No, meaning I pray in the spirit, yes.
What do you mean by that?
I don't want to bring it up on this show. I'll be honest with you.
You tarry in the spirit? What does it mean?
That means I pray in the spirit.
How do you do it?
By speaking in tongues.
Oh, you pray to Satan.
Oh.
I knew you were going to say that.
That's what you do? Like that?
Something like that.
Why do you do that?
I don't understand, Jesse, is this, right? When I've heard you speak on multiple occasions in passing, like I haven't sat and listened to you the whole time,
right.
But you refer to the Bible a lot. You know what I mean? You say things from the Bible and I'm like, oh yeah, that's from the Bible. But there are things in the Bible that like speaking in tongues, Paul talks about that, right? About speaking in tongues. And he says he prays in tongues without ceasing. So is Paul praying in tongues for evil? Is it praying to the devil? Because it says it in the Bible.
Paul's saying that he gave up. He realized that all the things he had done have never worked and that something else is controlling him. And he gave up and he just became aware, stay present with God, to pray without ceasing, meaning come out of your head. Don't be in your head thinking about the past or the future, but stay present where God is. Eternal life is always right here all the time. But when you go into your thought, your imagination, you're one with evil where there is no eternal life. And so Paul just practiced being present with God at all time. And God said to pray without ceasing.
Okay. That makes sense. That's an interesting interpretation, and I appreciate that. But what about when he talks about the gifts of the Spirit? And one of the gifts of the Spirit is speaking in tongues.
When you and I are talking about things that the average Christian would not understand, they would think this is crazy. I got to forgive my mama, or I need to just be still and know I am evil, that is torn to the average person. They have no understanding about what we're talking about right now.
That's true.
Just think about this. You think God wants you to speak a language, speak out, blah, 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 kind of mess, and then somebody else got to interpret it. Rather, God will interpret for you. How is it that somebody else understands what you are saying, but you don't understand it? That doesn't make sense. The Christians don't know. Some preacher told them to do that, or their mama told them, and they have no idea whether it doesn't work. But I would advise you, though, don't stop doing it just because I'm suggesting that you don't. You do your little hooper and toe. You tarry in the spirit, and then you be still and know God.
Okay.
So do your little hooper, darling, and then be still. Do the silent prayer, and you'll see the one that works for you.
Okay.
And
I will.
And so do the silent prayer. And forget about, don't be trying to make this relationship with your boyfriend work. He is right in that if it's going to work, it will happen naturally. You're not supposed to put 1 minute into making any kind of relationship work. Either work by itself or it doesn't work at all. Because if you're trying to make it work, that means something is wrong. You're trying to make a wrong right, and we can't do that. Human beings are not able to make a wrong a right. But if you love what's right with all your heart, soul, and might, along with nobody else or nothing else, what right will make it right? And you don't have to put any effort into it.
That's good advice, Jesse. Okay. I'll do that.
So,
thank you.
You're welcome. I recommend you go back to your parents and just, hey, parents, I'm sorry for resenting you all. I realize now you can help yourself. And then God will take away the spirit of your mother. And it's not her spirit, but it's evil that made a home in her. And she passed it on to you by making you angry when you were a kid.
Okay.
And so, because you're willing to at 40 get pregnant, have a child out of wedlock to be with a man, that ain't the way to do it.
You're right.
And you're doing it all in the name of Jesus while you're praying in tongues. What a mess!
I got you, Jesse. I got you. You're right. Thank you. I needed that wake-up call.
You should only want God. Only. You want what's right. You want the truth. Okay. And the truth will add to you.
Okay.
He will take care of you.
Okay.
Let me know how it goes.
I will. Bye.
Bye. I wish you well. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Justin, a first-time caller out of Michigan. Justin, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I have, give you a little background. I'm a 50-year-old, and I'm a single dad. I have two kids at home. One of them is 15, and one of them is 23. And I got in a situation with my mother, actually. She's 70 years old. And essentially, she's homeless in a sense. She got a divorce and lost the house kind of thing and kind of bouncing around now. So I ended up proposing, for her to move up to my house here in Michigan. And, I have plenty of room for everybody and everything, so that wasn't an issue. But about 4 months into it, she started talking to my children about me negatively behind my back kind of thing. And I was laying down one day, and I don't know if she knew I was there or not, but I overheard it with my son in the kitchen. And so I got up and I told her, you can't do that. So essentially I set a boundary with her and told her, you know, you can't, you know, talk negatively about me in my own home, you know, build an army in a sense is what I felt like. So I told her that she would either have to, we'd have to work through that or she would have to move out. And of course, she went in this fit of rage and, you know, dropped F-bombs on me and all this kind of stuff and didn't talk to me for the week. And then she ultimately moved out again, I think, to her brother's or something. But I guess my question for you is does that seem, you know, as far as setting boundaries with my family members like that and stuff, does that seem like the correct road to be on as far as that little situation there?
You said that she finally moved out to where?
I think she moved back to her brother's. I'm not sure. She really didn't tell me or communicate with me the last week she was there.
So are you doubting that you've done the right thing?
I don't know if it's so much doubting that I did the right thing. I think it's more of, you know, it's my mother, right? And I don't want to see her homeless. I don't want to see her, you know, not that I, maybe I feel like I, in a sense, owe her something, but I don't owe her something. I don't know. I'm caught in the middle of it, I guess.
You owe her nothing, but not to resent her. You did the right thing. You put Satan out of your home. Why would you want the devil limiting your house, disturbing your household?
Yeah, I don't. I really recognize that. And I think, it, you know, I've been listening to you for about a year now. And, you know, I went ahead and made that decision because, you know, I had a very toxic marriage as well.
Yeah.
And now that I'm out of that fire, you know, I see, you know, a lot better, a lot more clear. So, and it's the same thing, you know, be it your mother, your ex-wife, or anything, it seems like.
Yeah.
It's just, they all have that inherent, you know, evil, I guess, if you want to call it.
It is evil. Not if I want to call it. It is evil.
And
you're 50 years old. Why are you saying, she's my mother and all that? You don't owe her, you have any obligation toward her at all. But just because she had you, doesn't mean you don't even need a mama now. You're 50 years old, man.
Yeah, right. Well, and I think, you know, you say to forgive your mother and stuff, and I did forgive her. And I tell you, ever since I did do that, I found great separation with her, which is really good. I guess I see what you're saying now that I've done it in reality and stuff and made it practical.
Yeah, just don't resent her. She can't help herself, but do not let her back in your home or near your children. Don't even let her look toward your house.
Yeah.
But don't resent her. She can't help it.
Yeah, I don't resent her. I think, in a sense, I wish I could help, but I know that I can't.
Why do you wish you could?
I really don't have an answer, but I guess I just would like it to be better.
Why?
Because, you know, they're family and, you know, yada, yada, yada. It's your mom, that kind of thing. But
I'm sorry? I'm almost, you say what now?
I just said because it's your family and you want to support your family.
That's not your family any longer.
Yeah, you know, I get it.
Your family are those who have truly returned to the Father, not even the average Christian, but those who truly have overcome evil.
Yeah.
That's your family now, your spiritual family. And I'm not just talking about a Christian, because most Christians are not spiritual either, and that wouldn't necessarily be your family either, just because they say they believe in God.
Right.
But this, you know, Christ came and he divided people like your mother from people like you who don't want to be evil anymore.
Right. And I really don't. I think maybe by doing this, it really, you know, reflects the fact that I'm just not interested in the evil and entertaining anymore. I'm really not.
All right. Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
I do it once a day. Not every morning, every night, but yeah. I'm still working
and why
on
not?
Sure.
How would God reward you if you're not present with him?
Why not? I just don't. I don't. There's no good reason. I need to.
How would God reward you if you're not present with him?
Well, he won't. If I don't lead with him and let him lead me and just give all my false self up and that kind of thing, I, you know, once I start going back into that mode, it's starts getting negative again. And,
yeah. You know. That's why you end up letting your mom in your house. If you have been present with God, you would not have allowed your mother to move into your home.
Yeah. Oh, I was under the impression, because we had kind of a, you know, pregame talk and, you know, expectations and that kind of thing, but that doesn't do.
But if you have been present with the truth, you would not have fallen for that.
Yes, right, right. I see that.
So I recommend you wish, you know, let her go on and have her life that she wants. Your mother loved the life she has, and let her live that life, and you move away from her and let her go on her way, and you be the example for your children and live your life.
Yeah, yeah, it, yeah, it means a lot hearing that, because, you know, we had a toxic marriage and stuff, and I just really want to be there for my kids. You know, I'm just getting all that negativity out of my house is just very important. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you decide?
I did have one.
So what now?
I just say I had one other question. But,
all right, yeah. Let me just tell you this then. Make sure you practice staying present, because of ourselves, we know nothing. Of ourselves, we can do nothing. We literally need the light. And anyone that's not of the light, of the darkness, we need the light, and the light will only be there if you practice being with the light, staying present, rather than being in your head.
Yeah, yeah. I've practiced it enough now to where I do see that, for sure. Just got to keep working on it and staying
with
it, like you say.
Practice staying present, and after a while, it'll become natural for you.
Yes, yes. I can't wait to get to that point. I'm not quite there yet, but definitely looking forward to it.
All right. You had another question to say?
I did. So it's related kind of to my biological father. I don't know him. I know, you know, of him, and I know where he lives. I can contact him. But I've been back and forth on wanting to forgive him. And I guess I just wanted your thoughts on that, with somebody who doesn't really know or had any interaction with his father, if that's helpful or not.
Okay, hold on a minute. Let me take a quick break. A quick break. Back to your calls right after this break. Amazing. Back in a moment. What a mess. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Right along. We got off to a slow start, but the boat is rolling now. With a couple announcement. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, and Hake is on fire. And no, he does not have his shirt on backwards. It's going to look like it's backwards, but it's right. Okay. Amazing. He's on fire. from, you thought it was on backward too, huh?
The moment you said it, it looked like it was. And then Hank showed me that, and it stopped looking like it was backwards.
Did you?
I'm like, my mind is controlling me.
He's showing you that it's not backwards. Did you get it from a homeless shelter or something?
I won't disclose where I got it.
Oh, okay, yeah. I don't blame you. But anyway, the Hank Report from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after that, the American Anchor Baby on fire. Did y'all see his special on Friday? It was interesting. Halloween interesting. Amazing. The American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And then this Thursday, believe it or not, is November, right? It's the first Thursday of the month. So the men's forum this Thursday at 7 p.m. Come on down, man. This year is going by like 90 going north. And our theme all year has been stay present. And it's been interesting. And lady, yours coming up on the third Thursday of the month. So get ready. And the ladies, guys, are on fire. So, see you guys this Thursday at 7 p.m. Let me go quickly back to Justin, a first-time caller out of Michigan. He went, forgave his mother, and now Justin says that hasn't gone and forgiven his father. Justin, did you say you didn't know your father?
Well, I know who he is. Actually, oddly enough, my mother married his brother, my uncle. So I do know
Luke.
Oh, my God. It's
a
yeah.
What a slut. Amazing.
Oh, man. That's weird to hear, but it sounds right. You know? so loosely, I know who he is, yes.
So your mother married your uncle?
She did.
And so you know who your father is. He just didn't raise you?
Correct.
And your question is what?
Well, my question is would it be beneficial to forgive him as well? But a side note to that would be is I heard through the grapevine, if you will, that he was saying that before he died that I would come to him kind of thing. And so I don't know. Would it be beneficial, do you think, if I stepped up and forgave him as well?
Will God your father forgive you if you don't forgive your earthly father? How can you love God who you never see and hate your earthly father? Of course you got to forgive your father.
Okay.
You're never going to know God at all. You'll know about him. You'll talk about him, but you won't know him. You got to forgive your... What do you resent him for?
I guess I resent him for just... Well, now that I see it as I'm older, for not protecting me from my mother, but I don't know if he had the tools and understanding on how to do that.
He didn't. If he had, right. He would have done it.
Right, yeah, it makes sense. But I think I resent him more for just, being a fatherless child, I guess, in general. I just, I don't think that that's, just being a father now, especially a single father with my children living with me. I just don't understand it, I guess. I couldn't do that to my kids kind of thing.
So why don't you go and ask him? Ask so you can get an understanding.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I was leaning toward. But again, I just didn't know if that'd be beneficial or not.
Forgive your earthly father, your heavenly father will forgive you and bring you back home to him.
Yeah.
Your father, whatever happened, he couldn't help himself either. And when he left, it's not that he didn't leave, he left you. He left your mother. He didn't know how to deal with her. Your mother went and married your uncle. What's up?
I know. It was a very confusing situation. You know, imagine being a child growing up with all that kind of stuff.
That's why you have to forgive all people, because the same evil. The evil that is working through you is working through every human being on earth. That's why we must be born again of the Father.
Right.
So forgive your father. Go to him, ask what happened. forgive him. And however he react or respond, don't you overreact to that. He can't help himself. Right. You forgive, Dad, I'm sorry for resenting you. Ask him what happened. I'm sorry for resenting you. And I'm wrong for holding that against you. And God will forgive you.
Right. Okay. All right, man. Well, that's some good advice. I appreciate that.
And again, don't let other people, because people are evil, they're trying to talk you out of it or make you, you know, encourage you not to do it. But So don't let other people talk you out of this, and then don't let the imagination, which is evil, your thoughts, don't let them talk you out of it either.
Yeah, that's the big one right there is I get an attitude with it and say, you know, well, he doesn't deserve it, or if he's on his deathbed, then, you know, whatever. You know what I mean? I kind of get that rumination in my head going, and that's kind of what's in the way of it right now, doing it. So
yeah, you're listening to the devil, and you think it's you.
Yeah.
Stop listening to the devil, man. Stop worshiping the devil. Anyone that listens to thoughts are worshiping the devil.
Yeah, I see that for sure. I definitely, like I said, I'm far enough along in the process to where I definitely see that and feel that. But the consistency's gotta keep working on it.
Stay with it.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Who are you, Justin?
Who am I?
No, who are you?
I am a man who is caught, I believe, in the middle of things. Where I'm almost let go of my false self and found peace, but I have to work on it a little more.
Well, work on yourself by seeing who you're not, and
right. The
real you will appear. When you go through this hell that you got to go through to get... Do you watch the Sunday morning service, our Sunday morning fellowship?
You know, I haven't listened to it in some time, but I did listen to it on the podcast quite a bit, and they're great to listen to for sure.
Make sure you listen to yesterday's.
Okay, I'll check it out. Yeah.
All right, go forgive your father, man, and then stay with the silent prayer so you can stay present rather than in your head listening to the devil.
Yeah. I appreciate you, Jesse. Appreciate all you guys, man. You guys are great.
Thank you, man. Let me know how it goes.
I will. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Bye now. Amazing. Let me go to another Mimi, our Mimi, from Los Angeles this time. Mimi, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you this morning?
All is well.
Wonderful. So my question was about being present or staying present.
Right.
I feel like sometimes there is just this, like, it's not that you... Like, you just can't get to the present. It almost feels like you're just extremely distracted, or that whole, like, just feeling in your body. Like, is there something that you can do, something that you can say that kind of just brings you back to present?
Where are you right now?
Standing in a room.
How do you know that?
Because I can... see it?
Then you're present right now. That's all it is.
Really? Okay. What about, this is going to sound so funny because I know you, but well, I don't, you know what I mean when I say that. Like, I know what you're going to say. What if it doesn't feel like you're present? What if it doesn't feel like you're really connected to being present?
When will you overcome identifying with thrills of feeling something? God is not into feelings at all. When will you drop that as a form of identity?
I think it's because that space where you're like, okay, I'm present, but it doesn't feel like I'm present.
Why you need to feel something?
Okay, Jesse, I understand what you're saying. What I'm trying to say is that space, it feels kind of scary because it's like there's like this space where it's like, well, what if you're not really present?
And
I know I'm not crazy, or maybe I am crazy.
No, you are crazy. Oh, you're crazy.
Okay, I'll take that. That's fair.
That's fair.
But who is telling you you need to, what about if you're not feeling something in that space? Who's saying that to you?
Yeah, I know it's not me, because I would never tell myself that.
So then why are you falling for it then?
I guess because I've been falling for it for so long.
That doesn't mean you got to continue to fall for it.
That is true. Okay. Well, that was truly my question. Like, there, the struggle to, and look at me, Jesse. But anyways, the struggle to get to present. I feel like there's just a struggle with that.
You don't need to, you're putting your evil will into it, which is Satan. You don't need to struggle with it. You're just present. It's just present. There's nothing you need to do.
Okay. That's fair. I know some of the questions that I ask are slightly elementary, as if I just started yesterday, but, you know, I'm not worried about what it looks like or sounds like.
Where is that coming from right now?
What?
I know that some of the questions I'm asking are elementary, and it doesn't sound right. Where are you getting that from?
Those are coming from the thoughts in my head.
So when will you stop wishing the devil evil?
I hope soon. I hope right now.
What will happen if you never listen to obey a thought again? What will happen?
I mean, I know it would be like the freedom that you and I have discussed publicly and, you know, in whatever, but I know what you're saying.
So why would you do it?
Okay.
No, that was a question.
A fair question. You know, Jesse, I would say I'm going to, but I said that before.
Yesterday, we in fellowship at rebuildingaman.com/churchful. Yesterday, we talked about giving up. Why don't you give up? Just finally, you know what? I'm tired of living this way. I don't want to be this way anymore. I'm giving up. I can't fix myself. I'm giving up. Why don't you do that and see what happens? And just live with the misery. Live with the loneliness. Live with the doubt. Live with the anger. Live with the resentment. Live with not knowing what's going to happen. Why don't you live with it and see what happens? Because the way you've been doing all your life is not working. Why not try a new thing? Come back to the light.
I know that's a question, but again, I feel like I've answered that question before, so I don't really have the answer.
Just do it.
Right.
And the demons inside of your body, your mind and body, are going to have a fit. They're not going to like that at all. They don't want you to give up. They want you to think you're struggling with them, but there's nothing, it's spiritual. Demons, evil in your imagination and emotions are spirits, and they're dark, they're wicked, and they want to destroy you. There's nothing, you can't fight with them. They want you to fight with them. They do not want you to give up and let the spirit of truth fight your battle for you.
So can I ask you, Jesse, is anyone ever weak or strong? Any of those things, weak or strong?
No. No such thing as a weak or a strong person at all. Nobody. None of us.
So no matter what, you could never be that?
No. And once you give up, and Christ said, come as you are, weak, worried, wicked, lonely, lost, emotional, in need, whatever it may be, come as you are. He doesn't tell you to be strong and then come. Come as you are. That means give up all of your emotional mess and just be with it and let him take care of it.
Okay. Jesse, can I just ask you another question?
Yes.
Okay. So someone really close to me in my life, like, how do you stop feeling sorry for them? Like, it's like someone that's super beta. How do you share the truth with them and not feel sorry for them?
First of all, you're not God, and you don't have a right to feel sorry for anyone. God doesn't even feel sorry for anyone. So you're playing God. Stop that. And then secondly, forget about them, wish them well, and just forget about them and work on you. You're not responsible for anyone else.
Okay. All right, Jesse. That was all I had. That's all I really, really wanted to delve into was the being present.
What a mess.
Yeah. I know. It is a mess.
But it doesn't have to be a mess anymore.
Okay.
You can be That's free fair. Right now at this very moment if you just let go and let okay. the light fight the darkness.
Okay. Well, I'm so glad that you are around to ask these questions. Thank you, Jesse. I really appreciate that.
All right, Mimi. We'll talk.
All right. Well, have a great day.
All right, you too now. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super
chats.
Over on YouTube, Junkyard Cybertruck, welcome JLP show member.
Thank you. Amazing, Junkyard Cybership. What the? Thank you.
And Nick LeBoy, I understand. This is from Friday. It was a missed Rumble rant. My bad. I understand the spiritual relationship between Jesus, Jews, and Christianity. Nowhere in the Bible does it say those who bless Israel are blessed themselves. Israel didn't exist until after World War II, says Nick.
Thank you. Amazing. Appreciate it.
Gustavo bought a coffee on the biblical question last week about is it right or wrong to use interpretation?
Yes.
Everything is a translation, and everyone believes that their translation is right, and no one believes God's word, says Gustavo.
Thank you. And if you didn't hear the fellowship already or you want to hear it again, you can podcast. We dealt with it yesterday in Sunday morning fellowship at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Over on Rumble, Dan for Freedom. Jake, meaning Hake, where did you buy that shirt? I still have property in Willow Beach, also known as White Hills, Arizona. On Friday, I was wearing a Willow Beach shirt, and it wasn't backwards either.
Oh.
Willow Beach, Arizona.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan, for Freedom at the Marina.
Thank you, Dan.
Marty on the Fallen State YouTube. Happy Friday and happy Halloween, everyone. Y'all be safe and have a wonderful weekend. Heart, much love to y'all.
Thank you. Much love to you as well. Amazing.
Thank you, Brian, a new JLP show member on the YouTube channel.
Thank you, Brian. Amazing. Appreciate your support.
NP on Cash App says church. Thank you.
Church was amazing and is always amazing. Amazing. Thank you.
Kayla on Cash App, that's Bond JLP on Cash App, with the hands praying emoji.
Hey, Kayla, stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. Thank you.
Nikki asks on
buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Ask!
Why did the two skeletons not fight each other? They didn't have the guts. Ghost emoji.
What? Thank you.
Champy, or Champ. 5 coffees. Been a Bond member for a while, and it's very gratifying and supportive to listen to you. Thanks a lot, Jesse.
Thank you, and thank for your support, helping us to help others. And people give, so we're going to keep the work going. Thank you.
And Lori 3, thanks for church. I'm realizing my only true enemy is inside me, living off my reactions. And as I wish God's will for my enemy, God is taking the enemy from me.
Absolutely. And it is in you. Everything that, except if somebody attacks you physically, right? That's outside of you. But any other attacks is happening in you if you react to it. It's happening in you. Amazing. Thank you.
Lori, with a biblical question and answer.
Do you believe that you are, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself or others again?
Absolutely. I can, because in reality, the real me is not even the one judging myself and others. I've just been taking credit for evil. Beautiful question, says Lori.
Thank you, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
Welcome to Darnell and Brian, once again, Bond supporters. Hey.
Thank you, Darnell and Brian. Thank you.
Adams Molecules has a sticker that's set with a blue guy that says, incredible.
Incredible. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Adams Molecules. Nilla Thrilla, also a Bond supporter. Nice.
Thank you, Nilla Thrilla.
Madi, happy Sunday, everyone. And JLP crew, much love. Vibrating pink heart, winky face emoji.
Amazing. Smile. Thank you.
Pink cat man, let go, let God be present. Don't judge, be still, and know God.
And let go means stop trying to fix your psychological, emotional issues. It's spiritual and it's dark. It's evil. It is nasty. You can't do anything about it. None of us can. Thank you.
Peter 80. Thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship this side of heaven. Amazing.
You're welcome, and thank you for helping us to make it possible. Thank you.
Nilla Thrilla, help us help others.
Right. Absolutely.
And we'll read the rest later, guys. Thank y'all.
Amazing. One more hour to go. That's amazing how fast this time going by. When I come back, your phone calls and everything.
Check
hate
out
news, not the fake
Punchy's
news.
Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now.
Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
Kim Kardashian said the moon landing was fake, the one from 1969. And for some reason, I think NASA felt the need to respond and defend themselves. Huh. And a 6.3 magnitude earthquake shook beautiful Afghanistan. Did you know Afghanistan is actually beautiful? And it left the blue mosque surrounded by rubble, reportedly. And Japan's new female so-called conservative prime minister wants to meet with Kim Jong-un. Isn't that nice? Hope she doesn't get poisoned. This is the end of our... Not that he does that. I don't know. I'm just saying hopefully not. But I don't think that he does that. Shout out. This is the end of hour two of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Monday. It's Female Monday. Hey. Everybody loves Mondays and females. If we love anybody, right? The 3rd of November, A.D. 2025... The lines are full. JLP will be right back to your calls. But if you're not on hold, you can just try calling in every so often, all right? Just try it. Every so often, just in case a line opens up. It is hate news, not fake news. And after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, The Hake Report, and then after thehakereport.com, catch American Anchor Baby on YouTube and Rumble, all right? And he also has audio podcasts for afterwards. Nice. And he had an excellent Friday Halloween special, a marathon stream somewhat, right? Nice. And also, for the Bond guys, for the guys who would like to attend the Bond Men's Forum, that's happening this Thursday, if the Lord wills it and the creek doesn't rise. The Men's Forums are first Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. That would be the 6th, I believe, of November. Or 6th, if you're one of those, like, foreigner British type of English-speaking people, I think, right? Don't they say 6th? They say sixth. I don't know. Anyway, rebuildingtheman.com/events. All right. Trump, over the weekend, according to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, he said that he ordered the Defense Department, the DOD, to prepare for possible military action in Nigeria, as he accuses the nation of allowing widespread persecution and even killing of Christians, an accusation that Nigeria has repeatedly denied without evidence. And there have been reports of a bunch of Christians getting killed in Nigeria. And Nicki Minaj over the weekend, that rapper, singer, gal from one of the islands, she's kind of black or something, I don't know. She thanked Trump in a post on X, showing a screenshot of Trump's Truth Social post about the slaughter of Christians happening in Nigeria that has happened repeatedly in Nigeria. What a mess, huh? She appreciates the freedom of religion. And the UK stabbing attack. Did you hear about this one? A so-called British man has been charged in connection with a mass stabbing attack on a train. 11 people injured, I think. Targeted passengers traveling through central England to London. The Saturday attack, okay, over the weekend, right, left 9 people in need of treatment for life-threatening injuries. Ooh. One of whom remained in critical condition even on Sunday. Don't know how this person is doing now. It's according to police. Suspect also charged over a separate attack in London the same day. Police are work. They need a Second Amendment, right? And a right to carry awesome knives, too. Because only the criminals have knives nowadays, seems like. And some gardeners have things that look somewhat akin to a knife, but can't do as much damage. And sometimes they get arrested. It's ridiculous. Police working to determine a motive. No evidence to suggest the attacks were terror-related, says CNN. In a statement from Buckingham Palace, King Charles, I scoff at King Charles, he expressed his condolences, saying, "Our deepest sympathies and thoughts with all those affected and their loved ones." I'm scoffing at King Charles because he joined in the Me Too movement against his own brother and stripped his brother of princeship. Although, to be honest, who wants to be called a prince when you're all old? Prince Andrew is no longer Prince Andrew. But that's a separate story. I'll tell you about that maybe on the Hake Report or something. And so, yeah, 6.3 earthquake struck Afghanistan, killed more than a dozen. The Blue Mosque surrounded by rubble. I'm James Hake, JLP.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. Excuse me. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-888-77-JESSE. I don't know why they're showing the biblical question right now. And brand new biblical question. Do you believe that you, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself or others again? Do you believe you can do it, can live this life, never judging yourself or others again? This is an amazing question. And if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rot, I can't wait to discuss it on Sunday. It's going to be interesting where this question came from. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, you just can't sit and watch the show, you would like to, you'd be like, I got to run around. I gotta take my kids to a school. I don't like them. I'd rather be at work getting thrills from people saying how great I am at work. Whatever. You can podcast the show, but you can listen on your phone. You can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Monday. And every Monday, we take all calls, but ladies' calls first on Mondays because it is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight my daddy, my uncle, my brother.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
You are.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
I do believe. Spiritual battle, and it's a mess. You can be free if you want. It's up to you. Stay in your misery or overcome it. It's up to you. And misery thrills are hellful, and evil people love thrills. They love thrills. A spiritual battle. Look at what's happening in the world. Look what human beings are doing to one another. It's amazing. Fox News is reporting that the shutdown, the government is shut down. You know about that, right? And that's amazing. And the longer it's shut down, the better it is. Because I'm hoping, I don't know if it's going to happen or not, they will come back with a smaller government. No more giving away food stamps and SNAP and all that crap. We have been taken care of over, according to reports, 40 million people in this country. Think about that. That money could be in your pocket, your hard-earned pocket. I mean, money is being given to lazy people. Well, Fox News reported the shutdown is set to enter a sixth week. A federal court says the Trump administration must restore SNAP. No, you don't. You must restore SNAP benefits by today or issue partial payment by Wednesday. Watching from Fox and Friends.
Republicans and Democrats are talking, so that is a bit of progress. But the reality is neither side is ready to announce an off-ramp. So now this shutdown is poised to be the longest in U.S. history. And President Trump sounds like he's not budging, telling 60 Minutes that he won't be extorted by Democrats.
Right, it's like on. It's not going to get solved, the shutdown.
It's going to get solved, yeah. Oh, it's going to get solved.
How?
We'll get it solved. Eventually, they're going to have to vote.
Oh, you're saying the Democrats will capitulate.
I think they have to. And if they don't vote, that's their problem. Now, I happen to agree with something else. I think we should do the nuclear option. This is a totally different nuclear, by the way. It's called ending the filibuster.
Yeah.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune, though, has defended the filibuster, and his position on that has not changed. The shutdown causing massive headaches at airports, which have been bogged down by staffing shortages. As of right now, there have been nearly 500 delays and more than 40 cancellations per data from FlightAware. Regarding SNAP, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says they're working to figure out the process after two federal judges ruled the administration must disburse benefits using contingency funds. Bessent says they could figure it out by Wednesday, but he's also urging Democrats to help reopen the government.
When they show SNAP programs, which are government programs, why do they always show the blacks? They always show the blacks. Where it's the government, the Democrats can reopen the government right now, this moment. All they have to say, okay, you're right. We're not going to give illegal aliens your tax money. We're not going to take care of them. Free stuff. But they want to give to the illegal aliens because the blacks are not voting heavily Democrats anymore. And they need the votes to stay in office. Amazing, huh? So for all you people who still think the Democrats are wonderful, tell them to open up the government and don't take care of the illegal aliens. Send them back. It could be over right now. So I asked my producer this morning how it says that this is the longest it's set to enter its sixth week. And I asked what's the longest period of time that the government has been open? And I believe they told me 36 days. Am I right there? The longest before was 35 days. 35 days. 2018, he's talking to me in my ear. 35 days, the longest. And now today would be 34 days, I think. Right? Thank you. Amazing. Did you see what's happening in England? This happened in America, too. It's happening in all the white countries because white people and their fears have allowed their enemies to come into their countries, to enter into their countries and destroy them because they're afraid of being called racist. And then now there are politicians in these white countries that have no love for those countries. And they want power. And whoever they got to bring in to vote for them, they're doing it. ABC is reporting that there was an attack that occurred on a London-bound train near Cambridge in eastern England. And the police have arrested a 32-year-old man in connection with Saturday night stabbing. Watch this from ABC News.
Overseas now to panic and chaos after a mass stabbing on a London-bound train near Cambridge in eastern England. At least 11 people were injured and some remain hospitalized tonight. Let's get right to ABC's Marcus Moore. And Marcus, authorities do have a suspect in custody.
With that's right. And police now say the 32-year-old man they arrested in connection with Saturday night stabbing attack is now the sole suspect. Authorities say that man injured 11 people as that train went down the tracks. The train's operator making an emergency stop 2 hours north of London. And tonight, six people remain in the hospital, and one of them is in critical condition. He's been identified as a worker on that train who tried to stop the alleged attacker. Authorities said the employee's actions, quote, were nothing short of heroic, and that he undoubtedly saved lives. Police have not released a possible motive for the attack, but said they do not believe that this was terror-related.
Amazing, huh? That's happening in the USA right now, in New York, on the subway, in places like New York, too. Remember the young white girl from Russia, I believe? All she did, according to the story, got on the plane coming home from work, on the way home from work. Some black guy allegedly stabbed her in the neck and killed her. And remember, there was another incident. It's happening in all the white countries now. You brought these people from Ukraine, not Russia. the Ukraine girl. I brought these people from asshole countries to destroy beautiful Christian countries. What a sad way to live, huh? Human beings are evil, and they love the thrill of hurting others. It's a thrill. When these people do these stabbings, that's a thrill. When you talk about other people, that's a thrill. When you try to get revenge, it's all for the thrill. All for the thrill of it, thrill of it, thrill of it. Just for the thrill of it. Evil people live off thrills. They have no love. They have no love. Zero love. Now, they don't use the word love. I love you. Hey, this is mom. I love you. Okay, bye. I love you. Love is not a word. Love is a state of being. It's not a word, folks. The word love is just a word. Love is a state of being, not a word. And everybody, and their mama, and they mama if you're black. Everybody and their mama if you're white. Throw that word around like water. Like bitcoins. They throw that word love around, and it's just a word. It's just like the Christians should throw the word God around and Jesus. They're just words to them. Love is a state of being. It's not a word. There's no love. What the? And did you hear that the fallen Messiah, Barack Hussein Obama, is out trying to help his folks win again because the Democrats are losing badly the election, that is. Forbes is reporting on Saturday, quote-unquote, former President Obama, Barack Obama, spoke at a rally in Virginia. Four Virginia Democrats nominee Abigail Spanberger, Washington 13 now.
Nearly 7,000 Virginians filled Chartway Arena in Norfolk for Virginia Votes Rally, traveling from near and far to hear Democratic gubernatorial candidate Abigail Spanberger in her final push to voters ahead of the November 2025 election. Spanberger reiterated what she says is her extensive strengthening Virginia plan to combat the economy, public education, health care, energy efficiency, and affordable housing.
My fellow Virginians, let me be as clear as I possibly can be. I will always stand up for Virginia families. I will always work to grow our economy. And I will always put Virginia, not a president, not a party, first.
And the 44th president of the United States, Barack Obama, hey, endorsed the Democratic candidate for Virginia's governor, says Spanberger not only has a track record of getting jobs done, but doing so with enough core conviction to work with both sides of the aisle.
Somebody who sees you.
I see you.
And has been with you and knows your struggles and will fight for you every single day. Virginia, it's time to point America in a better direction by electing Abigail Spanberger as your next governor.
New data from the Wasson Center at Christopher Newport University shows Spanberger with a 7-point lead against Republican challenger Earl Sears, which is down from a 10-point advantage earlier this month.
Amazing. Y'all voting these women in, whether Republican or Democrat. You're going to regret it. You will get the mama complex. And let me be clear, Spanberger. And let me be clear. Vague statement. And Obama, Lord, the fallen Messiah, working hard. Trying to be exciting, get you fired up, get you emotional so you can go over to the poll and vote for Spanberger. Let me be clear. It's make the people excited. You got them. I forgive you. You got to overcome emotions. Emotions are evil. They come from thoughts. And all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. And we have terrorism in America just like they do over in Europe. Because females and Democrats have been running our country. There's nothing to stop it. Except for the Great White Hope. You hear how strong he is. They call the Great White Hope Donald Trump. They call him King. They even have King rallies recognizing that Donald Trump is a king. Some people call him amazing. Amazing. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Some people even call him daddy. I call him the great white hope. Amazing, huh? Well, apparently, CBS Morning is reporting the FBI arrested multiple people in connection with a potential ISIS-inspired terrorist attack in Dearborn, Michigan. Watch this from CBS Morning.
FBI Director Kash Patel says the agency disrupted a potential terror attack over the Halloween weekend, with federal officials arresting multiple people in Dearborn, Michigan, which is a suburb of Detroit. CBS News Justice Correspondent Scott McFarlane has more now from our Washington newsroom.
Law enforcement sources tell CBS News the feds have arrested at least five people, most of them teenagers. FBI Director Kash Patel said the Bureau stopped a potential terror attack before it could unfold, and agents were seen near a home in the city of Dearborn, Michigan, right outside of Detroit on Friday. Despite Patel's pronouncement, no case was made public in the court docket, nor did local officials say they had information on what Patel was describing. Sources tell CBS News the group was inspired by a suspected terror case back in May in which a National Guard member was arrested for plotting to conduct an ISIS-inspired mass shooting at a Detroit-area military base. Those sources also tell CBS News this alleged Halloween weekend plot was not well-formed, but that agents spotted some concerning online chatter.
Amazing, huh? In America, remember when we didn't have that at one time? Amazing. And I think, and I could be wrong about this, I'm black and slow, so I could be wrong, but I think a whole lot of those Alawaba people lives in Michigan. I could be wrong, but I think so. And one other quick thing I want to give you. This is hell on earth inside of human beings. Hell lives in you. Remember, yeah, we report about all that press call thing they do, and they made it all loud. They put a loud speaker up, like, so everybody can hear. Like, what the? Nobody want to hear that. But a lot of Alawaba people live in Michigan, Dearborn area there. My country's gone. I used to say, hey, I want my country back. And I do. It'd be nice to have my country back. But it's just too far down the road now. Amazing, huh? I'm being told right now that about 54.5% identified as Middle Eastern and North Africans. Oh, God. Over there in Dearborn. That's from the Brave. And I believe we may have mentioned that over there in Nigeria, Nigeria. Nigeria and Nicaragua are two different countries, huh? Oh, okay. I got them mixed up. Nigeria.
Both are countries.
So. What?
But both are nations. Both are those are both countries you just said.
But not the same one.
Correct.
Oh, okay. This is Nigeria, not Nicaragua. We may have mentioned that. So Nicaragua is down in Central America, and then Nigeria is in Africa, Mummy Africa. But anyway, we mentioned that the Christians over there has been reported are under attack by the Allahu Akbar people. What the? According to the report, New York Times is reporting President Trump on Saturday threatened Nigeria with potential military action and said the United States might cut off aid, accusing West Africans, West African countries' government of failing to protect the Christians. Watch this from Fox News.
An urgent message from President Trump demanding Nigeria stop the brutal murders of thousands of Christians in the country or face possible action from the Pentagon. He posted in part, quote, the USA will immediately stop all aid and assistance to Nigeria and may very well go into that now disgraced country guns a-blazing to completely wipe out the Islamic terrorists who are committing these horrible atrocities.
Finally, somebody looking out for the Christians. It's about time. And they call him king. Amazing, huh? I've been hearing about this for a while. Finally, help is on the way, it seems. The Nigeria's president denied Trump's claim of inaction, but a Nigerian Christian being interviewed by Fox News claimed Nigeria is the worst place in the world to be a Christian. Watch this from Fox News.
Here's what Nigeria's president has said in response. He said that the characterization of Nigeria as religiously intolerant does not reflect our national reality, nor does it take into consideration the consistent and sincere efforts of the government to safeguard freedom of religion and beliefs for all Nigerians. What's your message? What's it like to be a Christian in Nigeria?
First, I want to thank and applaud the United States of America President Donald Trump. This is one of the things that we have always wanted. For the message of the Nigerian president, that I think I, at this point, I will say that there is a time when propaganda has no appeal. And this is actually the time. Nigeria is the worst place to be as a Christian, like the worst place in the whole of the world to be as a Christian, because you wake up every day with news of killings. Every day with news of massacring of Christians. It's totally a genocide.
Amazing, huh? Well, the great white hope is on the way, buddy. What manner of man is this? He tell the war to be still. Peace, be still. And see, Donald Trump loves the blacks. What the? He's the only president I am aware of that's going over there if they continue this mess to help them. Don't let anyone tell you that the great white hope does not love the blacks. He does. He loves all people. Amazing. 888-775-3773. A spiritual battle. Let me go over to the UK. And speak to Joe out of the UK. Joe, you are on the air.
Jesse, how are you doing?
All is well.
Good, sir. I wanted to call in to sort of make a comment that a previous caller was talking about. And she was talking about the present moment and how she was like, not sure how she stayed in it, I guess. And I just wanted to, yeah, sort of share my perspective on that. So I kind of had an experience sometime.
Are you living in the present?
Yes.
And how do you know that you are?
well, it's impossible to escape it once you're aware.
But how do you know that you are living in it?
That's a good question. How do I know it? I can't really put my finger on it, as in, I don't. I guess that's a good question. If I'm at the point where I'm like,
then why
thoughts,
do you say yes? You're doing it, living in the present, and you don't know how you know you are living in the present.
That's a good question. I think because I can't put it into words.
Why not?
As in that, I know that if I'm in my thoughts, if I'm in my head, I am not in the present. As in, there's no way for me to conceptualize a present moment.
So you don't know then that you're living in, if you're living in the present or not, right?
I do know though.
But you don't know. You don't know how you know.
No, that's a good point. Yeah, I can't actually put it into words.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
Yes.
Well, stay with it. Stay with it until you know that you are living in the present, because it's impossible to live in the present and not know that you're living in the present.
Yeah.
Let me know how it goes. Okay. All right. 888-77. Thank you, Joe, because of time here. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Fris out of Florida. Fris, you are on the air.
Hey, how y'all doing, Jesse?
All is well, sir.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I had a question about conviction. Like,
speak up a little bit.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can, yes.
Nice, nice. Yeah, so when I get thoughts, like, when I'm just getting thoughts of, like, people I did wrong people that I did wrong, and I start catching myself saying, okay, I was wrong for that, well, I was wrong for that. For what I did, am I supposed to keep doing that or just let it pass through as well?
No, don't say I was wrong for doing that. I can't believe that happened to me. And because you have never done wrong, it's impossible. It's something you that's doing it, not you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
There's not one person on earth who has ever done wrong of themselves. Hold on for a minute. Let me take a quick break.
Yes, sir.
The Treasure Chest is now open on DLive and stretch off on pews.net. Back in a quick moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, welcome back. The Hake Report coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, HAKEReport.com. The Hake Report.com. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Right after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. And this Thursday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, the Men's Fellowship is the first Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. The year is winding down. What the? And don't forget to like the videos here. Hit like. Hit like. The meetings, by the way, is at 7 p.m. on the first Thursday for the ladies. 7 p.m. on the third Thursday of the month. What else? Oh, personal shout-outs. I do cameos for you. Whatever the shout-out is, encouragement, birthdays, weddings, wishing you well, whatever, go to Cameo for personal shout-outs. Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Let me go quickly back to Fritz out of Florida. Fritz, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So when I do people, when I get the like a reflection, so I'm like, dang, I did this person wrong. I shouldn't have did that. And then I don't get the guilt feeling. It's just I'm realizing like, yes, that was wrong. I shouldn't have did that. There was no place for me to do that. But I find myself keep doing that with every thought that I get. You understand?
I do. But you got to stop so those thoughts can disappear. It wasn't you. Every human being, all of us, is until we return to the light, we return to the Father, we're being controlled by evil. It made a home in our mind and our emotion, and we thought it was us. God knows that it wasn't us. That's why he doesn't judge us. But we thought it was us. No one ever told us. You know, that's not you. There's something made a home in you. So stop saying, I did that. It did happen through you, but it wasn't you.
Okay. I understand that now. That says a huge light on just now. I appreciate that.
All right. Stay with it, too. Stay with it. Don't stop working on you.
That right there, too, to stay with it, and you said don't give up.
Yes.
I'm really strongly leaning into that because, man, this whole year has been completely, like, upside down. I've literally let go, for the first time in my life, my family, friends, and everything.
Yeah.
And you were so right. Everybody watching this, if they're listening, man, you are like absolutely right when it comes down to family not being family, man. Like, there's no such thing.
Yeah.
Because they can turn on you like nothing.
Yep.
And the fact that it's you, like me, the person has been like thinking like, oh, I'm just going to hold on. You know, they're just going through something. But whole time, they don't really care about what you're going through. They're just there, you know? And like I said, with the part when I like, I get reflection on being wrong, and it's like, yes, okay, I did cross them at some point. We had our little spats and we come back together, but whole time they've been holding on to that.
Yes.
That, you know, until it's time to blow. And man, I went through that this summer with my mom and my brother. They literally tried to, like, fight me when I wanted my own space.
Yeah.
I just wanted my own space. I didn't even want to, like, hate them. I was like, man, guys, I just want my own space right now. I'm going through something within myself. I don't understand. I'm trying to understand it just for these people to just betray me and turn on me. And it was like I literally did not recognize them. And from that point on, I'm starting not to recognize humans at all humans. You understand?
You are.
It's like every
Christ came to divide sons from mothers, daughters from fathers, uncles and aunts from nephews and nieces, children from Paris because he understood that human beings are evil, and in your own flesh and blood family, they will try to destroy you because they're evil. And so, but don't judge him, though. Don't judge him. They cannot help it. It's not them, but it's the spirit of evil that made a home in them. So don't hate them for it.
Okay. Like, literally, my mom came in and literally divided me and my brother.
Yeah.
Like, how you say, she comes, the mothers will come and destroy and turn everybody against you. I've never seen that coming. I never thought it would come, but, man, I mean, right now I feel lonely. Well, I'm getting over that, the lonely part. And I'm just trying to stick with it, man. Stick to God, and hopefully he comes through for me, man.
He will. You stay with it. And last thing that I got to run is there's no such thing as you being lonely. So when that feeling comes, what you call loneliness, it's not yours. So don't say, I'm lonely. And just be aware of it. But don't do anything about it. Stay with the pain of it, and it will be taken away from you. It's just another spirit. Evil spirit is not you.
Yes, sir.
All right?
Yes,
it's impossible for the real you to be lonely.
I understand now.
All right. Stay with it, buddy.
Thank you. God bless you all.
You too. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Mohammed out of Minnesota. Mohammed, you are on the air.
Okay. I'll try and make it quick and simple. So
okay.
I've worked in sales recently for quite a while, and I was really successful at it. I was really good. I was the top salesman at the car sales place that I was working at for like 3 months in a row, making tens of thousands of dollars. Okay. But the thing is, I don't enjoy the job. I resent it. I wake up in the morning and I'm like, fuck this. Like, sorry for swearing, but I don't want to do this essentially.
We have children listening.
I know. Sorry about that. Okay. Anyway, long story short, there's other forms of work that I enjoy a lot more, but they don't make nearly as much. My question is my dislike for the work coming from a place of ego?
Yes.
Is it, yes?
You're not supposed to love the work. You're supposed to appreciate the fact that you have a job and you can earn a living.
Correct.
You should be grateful and not so selfish and unappreciative.
I see. So switching to something that I, let's say, enjoy more, that pays a lot less, wouldn't be a wise decision is what you're trying to get at.
Why would you make less money when you can make more?
Because I enjoy the work itself.
You're looking for the thrill. Stop looking for good thrills. You think that this other work that you think you want to do, it's a thrill to you. Instead of living without thrills and appreciating the work that you have and the fact that you can make a really good or decent salary from it, you're looking for a thrill. Come out of your head and start looking for a thrill.
I mean, I do think there's some logic behind it, because in this car sales work, a lot of it is, let's say, unengaging. Like, there's a lot of downtime where you're kind of just sitting around, and there's a lot of sitting. But the other work that I like to do is, like, you're on your feet, you're more engaged throughout the job, you know, you're not sitting all day. Like, jobs like that, I could do 60 hours, 70 hours worth of work and enjoy it the whole time, where the sales thing, it's like, I don't know how to explain it. It feels draining.
And so you feel drained when you don't have work to do? You sitting around?
Pretty much, yeah.
So why don't you learn to sit and be in perfect peace?
Sit and be in perfect peace? I don't know. I see a lot of people doing death work, and it just seems like it's like destroying their bodies.
What does that have to do with you?
Because I'm doing a similar thing when I'm working in sales. So I'm sitting down all day.
So why don't you learn to sit in peace and have the same peace you have when you're moving about? Why can't you sit quietly and be at perfect peace?
good question.
And what's the answer?
Why?
No, why?
Why can't I sit quietly and be in perfect peace?
No, why can't you sit quietly and be at perfect peace?
I think I could.
Then
I think
why
it's
don't
awful
you do
to
it?
I could rather walk around and be physically active and be in perfect peace.
Why don't you do it?
Why don't I do it?
I'm sorry?
Why don't I do it?
Yes.
Okay, is the preference? Is the preference ego, essentially?
I'm sorry?
So the preference for physically active work that pays less, is that ego?
Yes. You can't be still, so you need to be active. Or if you're not active, you don't feel like you're doing it. It's saying what it is, you can't live with yourself.
I see. But Jesse, so like the work that you do, obviously, it's like helping people, you know, it's just helping people
overcome.
What
does that have to do with the work you're doing? That has nothing to do with that.
I know it does, actually, if you give me a second. Like, let's say somebody offered you, I don't know, like twice as much money to dig ditches, you know, would you take that offer?
I don't know. I would have to wait and see.
Okay.
Now, if you really want that other job, you prefer that, go ahead and get the other job. But you made that decision.
Correct. Yeah.
But I would suggest, do what you want, that you learn to be whole and to be at peace no matter what kind of work you're doing.
Correct. Yeah, I think that's definitely possible.
But you don't know that. You're not doing it. You don't even know it's possible.
No, I know it's possible for sure. I'm almost certain.
How do you
all
know?
The evidence,
how do you know it's possible?
Because all the evidence points that way.
How do you know it's possible?
How do I know it's possible?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you.
So
I
you don't
think
know
that
it's possible. Why don't you do it and find out?
Well, just continue doing the job that I quote-unquote don't like, but try and find peace in it and then see what happens.
No. Why don't you learn to be whole and see what happens? But if you want the other job, why don't you just go? Why is it a tough decision, mate? If you know already, it sounds as though you already know that you want the other job.
Correct. Yeah.
Why don't
but
you
I want
to.
I want to
know.
It? I know. I think. Okay. I'm probably going to do that. But you're the wise man. You know what I mean. So I just wanted to see your perspective. Like, is this is this decision coming from ego or is it just
totally
natural?
You're making more money. You say you're doing less work, but you'd rather be busy. Because
correct.
You
exactly.
Can't live with yourself.
Okay.
Well, if you want that job, take that job. Let me know how it goes. What the?
All right, that's it. All right, thank you, man.
All right. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super
chat.
Kimberlyn, you are amazing. Sticker.
Thank you, Kimberlyn. You are amazing. Sticker.
A pair with a cane and a hat. Nice, dancing. Sweet. Thank you, Kimberlyn.
Right on. Thank you.
Bradley and Brian, thank you guys again. Kevin.
Thank you guys.
Good morning. It's mom day. Thank you, Jesse Lee Peterson. I can picture Jesse running to work this morning like 90 going north. He black. Hello, chat.
He black. What? Thank you.
Chris, been a member for 1 month on the Jesse Lee Peterson channel. If time travel doesn't exist, explain how we lost an hour.
We didn't. They just changed the clock.
We gained an hour.
Yeah. And I forgot to mention last week, my bag, that time change in some states, I don't think it's all states.
Right.
It went backwards. They clenched and shot. They pushed the clock back. But time did not change. Amazing. Thank you.
The Thought Watcher, is using interpretation eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil?
Absolutely. A good point, too, whether you meant to make a point or not. It was a question. But, yes, sir, interpretation is not good. Thank you.
Kevin, clapping, light tan hands emoji.
Thank you, Kevin. Amazing.
Anthony says, Moon Day Monday. Good morning, JLP show from Northeastern PA.
Right on. Rainy days and Mondays always build me up. Amazing. Thank you.
Steven with a salt shaker sticker. Very nice.
Thank you, Steven. Nice.
Thank you, Steven. Cornerstone Media Steven. Consulting with dark, black, strong arm and praying hands. Thanks. And heart emojis.
Thanks for your support. Amazing.
That's on Cash App. Sion says, with three coffees, hi, Jesse Love. President Trump cares about the black African Christians being killed. If he didn't care and love all people, why would he say anything about a third world Africa people? All celebrities and other politicians care about is Palestine, Palestine, as if they are angels. By the way, Jesse, people are nasty. Charlie Kirk's wife, who seems like she's a very sensitive and grieving woman hugging her husband's best friend, Vice President Vance, tightly, they all of a sudden think they have something going on. Just sick, says Sion. I hadn't heard that one.
Joe Biden, you can't hide. Amazing. President Trump does love the blacks, even in Mommy Africa, Nigeria. And it's just an evil. Human nature is evil, Sion. It's just the way it is. That's why we all must be born again from evil to good. And I hope you're healing, still healing. Your body's healing from your surgery thing. And I wish you well. Amazing. Thank you, Sion.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Jim in Alaska on punchy.tv answering,
hey, Jim.
Answering today's biblical question. This
do you believe that you are an individual? Do you believe that you, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself or others again?
I believe I can live a life without judging myself or others because I do not believe that right now, and if I do not believe that right now and start to live that way, it will never happen. Even if I fail repeatedly, I will keep believing I can.
I'll put my two sisters on Sunday. Thank you, Jim. Amazing.
Gregatron, 1 year ago tomorrow, we voted for the Great White Hope. American flag emoji.
Wow, that's tomorrow. And he has done an amazing job within a year. It feels as though he's been there forever. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Thank you.
XO Maryland, XO Kiss Hug. Fellowship was so good, Jesse. Thank you for all that you do.
Fellowship was so good yesterday and made you want to holler. Thank you. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Very nice. Mio is a cute dog, Jesse. You have changed my life. Thanks, King Jesse.
Stay with it, stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet. If you stay with it, you will know what Christ knew and knows. You will know too. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Over on YouTube Z741. This is what happens when you choose comfort over sense. COVID proved, fake or not, that the world and America chose choose comfort and submit to government.
Amazing, huh? Thank you.
Anthony, cool sunglasses sticker, smiling.
Thank you, Anthony.
Very nice. Over on YouTube, Alicia, Trump 2028.
Trump forever. Trump forever. 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 Amazing. Thank you.
Eric 5, life and death is in the power of the tongue.
That's
JLP.
For sure.
Hannes.
That's for sure.
3 from Hannes. Thank you, Jesse. BQ, yes, I will. I have to believe that there is, and he says, there is nothing more important in life to get to. Even if I don't quite know what that means, I will stick with it and keep on working on myself.
Stay with it, stay with it. And don't worry about it. You don't need... Excuse me, don't worry about it. You don't need to know. Have a way to see. Have a way and see. It's amazing. And most people are afraid, not knowing, what will I be if I stop being angry, if I stop judging, if I stop believing the thoughts? Who will I be, they say. Find out. Do it and see. find out. Amazing. Thank you.
See, Bill, let's get this straight. Israel existed way before it was established in 1948. Israel is 3,000 years and 75 years young. Boom. Explosion. Stop pushing this false narrative in Palestine is a scam, says C-Bill.
Amazing. Joe Biden, you can hide. Amazing. Thank you.
Bridget, 5. Hi, Jesse. My mom and grandma are evil and attached to the hip, rarely apart. I dislike being around the two of them together, so I avoid. Am I doing the right thing I'm in avoiding?
Yes,
no anger, just choosing to stay away? Thank you.
Absolutely, but don't judge them. They cannot see. They are asleep. So, yeah, go live your life, but don't judge anyone. They cannot. Christ said, forgive them. They know not what they do. Amazing. And that is so true, I don't even know what to tell you about that. Amazing. Thank you.
Eric, 5, not being yourself is exhausting. Sales jobs develop the showcase personality.
Amazing. Thank you.
Dom Bo says, hey, Jesse, love your show. And then he says, any interest in having so-and-so on?
Thank you. Send it to producer at jesseleepeterson.com, and he will check into it. Thank you.
Very nice. I'll pass that along to the producer. Yeah. Argalunas, can we talk about the numbers with R-word, rape, and race? A deep research with fact-checking? That will get you a gold medal from me, says R. Galunas.
Talk about the race and what?
Rape and race.
I don't know what I'm going to say about it. But thank you, though.
Imported TV, Californians, vote no.
Vote no on 50. I'm telling you, look at all the trouble in California right now. Illegal aliens, sanctuary state, high taxes. You paying for the homeless, and they are a mess. And the business people leaving California. And look who's running California. Now they want more representation. Do you want that? Fires everywhere. Karen Bass, over in Africa somewhere, this time of fire, according to the report. What the? Vote no on 50. Thank you.
Thank you. And shout out to the top supporters on the DLive crew, Bill West, Groovy Monkey, Makeup Something or Other, Coffee Talk with Sandra, Games for Rec, and the rest of the supporters, as always, including Aries One and y'all. And
that's
and thank you, guys. Let me just double check, just to make sure. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. Amazing. Thank you very much. I am so out of time. I can't believe it. It's over for today. The Hate Report is coming up now. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. And tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, is and the creek don't rise, it's Country of Western Tuesday. Hee-haw! Tomorrow to Jonathan, a first-time caller out of Florida. Rick out of Virginia. Stephen out of Maryland. And the caller other this drop. Forgive so that God will forgive you and your life will change from misery to love. It will be amazing. And do the silent prayer. Do the hoop and holler. And when you're done, the hoop and holler, be still and know God. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. And thank you all for your support. Donate to Bond. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate or call 800-411-BARN. It's tax deductible, too. The nonprofit is. All right. I'm out of here. I can't. Where did the time go? Take care, folks.
Stand up, stand up, we got fighting to do. We gotta show them who boss. He put a Viking in you. He put that lightning in you, igniting the truth. But you beg and blame and lie and hate and never wanna stand for the truth. So what you planning to do? You understand in the loop? You better go talk to your mama, better stop with the drama, better drop all the trauma. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose and then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. Seven Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility, from rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.